And you put a, and you said you put a little allspice in it.
Put a little spice in there and mix it all up together with your fingers. And pull out and you mash it like this, and there'll be some strings in your hand. Throw them out. You know how a potato gets strings.
Mm-hmm.
Throw them out. And then you get your spoon and you beat it and beat it and beat it. Just beat it all up and get it all mixed up. And then put it in your batter and sit in the oven on the stove and cook it slow. Don't
we
cook it too fast.
Because
it'll burn your crust.
What?
If you cook
yeah.
it too fast, because it takes a potato pie about
cushion back up on the bean.
About 30 minutes along
back
on 300 to get, you know, done.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it scorches your crust, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be particular about that. You could put it on 250 or you could put it on 300.
But you cook it sort of slow.
You cook it slow while it'll dry out, you see, and when you slice it, it won't fall off your bread.
Uh-huh. That sounds good. Well, I got sidetracked now. Now take me back to when you were a child again. You said you all, you're telling me about things that you all did out in the...
Well, that's what we've done since then at dinner. And then after dinner, in that time of the year, we went right back and done the same thing in the evening.
Oh, really?
Till sundown.
Uh-huh.
And then we went home and we taken a bath and we fed them mules and hogs and milked them calves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you milk calves twice a day?
You milk them in the morning and afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And then one of us or two of us might have to churn
mm-hmm.
in the afternoon when we got home and that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then them that churned didn't work the better. Them that we didn't have that many churns, see. But the ones that wasn't churning was washing up the dishes and cleaning up, you see, around in the kitchen at that time.
Uh-huh. Well, did you all did you all take turns doing these things?
Yes, we'd choose what we wanted to do, see.
Uh-huh.
We would always, we know we had to do it, but we'd choose what we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we chose the ovens, what he wanted to do, while he was just out, he had to do what was left.
Uh-huh, I see.
He had to take what was left. But uh-huh. We had a lot of rows and things like that, but we made it.
Uh-huh.
We enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
But we had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever was left for us to do, we done it. If the others chose what we wanted, so we got to it, we had to do what they had to do.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And that's the way it went. And then we'd milk the cows and take it in the house and strain up all the milk and stuff and put it away. And then Mom would have supper ready and we'd sit down and eat it about 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a full day.
And then at 9 o'clock, we all got up and done this churning and dish cleaning and all, and all around in the house and cleaned up the stove and everything. And then we had to get water from a well.
Good gracious. Yeah, you said you all came in and took a bath in the afternoon.
We had to get water from a well.
Well, what kind of bathtub did you have?
We had a wash tub like these old wash tubs we have now.
You mean these big old?
We had old wooden tub. We had wooden tubs and metal tubs.
Mm-hmm.
We'd all draw us enough water and heat that water on that wood-burning stove to bathe in, all of us.
That must have been something for all of you all.
And well, all the girls would get in one room, and all the boys in the other, see.
Uh-huh.
It was five boys,
uh-huh.
six girls. And we'd all bathe, and then we'd get ready to go to bed, and we'd get up in the morning about 6 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't lay in bed.
Well, what'd you all do on Saturday?
Well, we washed our clothes and ironed them and cleaned up around the yards.
Well, like, did you wash in wash tubs? I guess.
Yeah, we washed on a white rub boat.
Uh-huh.
With our hands like this.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't have a well, we had a spring.
Mm-hmm.
So if we didn't want to take the water from the spring to the washstand, we'd take the tubs to the spring and wash down there.
Oh, I see, yeah. Uh-huh.
And if we wanted to wash them at the well, we'd take them back to the well and have a bench to sit the tubs on. And we'd rub our hands on that rub boat. Some of us would wash and some would ranch. And
uh-huh.
We had old battling stick and we'd battle them and boil them.
What kind of stick?
Battling stick.
And what's that?
Well, it's a big old stick you use to battle clothes with. You couldn't get them clean on that wash boat, you see. They'd be old work clothes and things.
Yeah.
It'd be so hard to clean. We didn't have no touch or nothing like that then.
Mm-hmm.